Nearly all students statewide have returned to in-person learning this fall, but students, parents, and teachers are still struggling with the uncertainty COVID-19 is already bringing to the second pandemic school year. Adam Stumacher taught in Boston high schools for many years. Recently, he had a chance meeting with a former student who happens to be his uncle's doctor. That coincidental meeting gave him hope for the years ahead.
My mother-in-law is the reason my wife and I have survived the pandemic. During the worst of the lockdown last year, she watched our two young boys while we hopped between Zoom meetings and juggled full-time jobs. In turn, I helped her navigate Instacart delivery times and schedule vaccine appointments. She immigrated to America from Guatemala some 50 years ago. Her younger brothers followed. Now, one of her brothers, my uncle, is sick, and she's helping manage his care. She picked up a voicemail the other day from the hospital and asked for my help understanding the doctor's name. "Of course," I say, as she hands the phone across the kitchen table. I listen to the voicemail, but the doctor is speaking softly. I turn up the volume and listen again. When I listen a third time, I know who it is. I recognize the gentleness of his voice. His name is Hal. He was my student 10 years ago in a high school ESL class in South Boston. Hal had only been in the country a few weeks when he walked through my classroom doors, hair spiked and glasses pushed back on his nose. He was an endlessly curious kid, a reader and a beautiful writer. I still remember one essay describing how back in Vietnam, when his family didn't have electricity, he'd stand under a streetlight to finish his homework. My mother-in-law grins when I tell her the story. She calls Hal on speaker. When I hear the compassion and clarity in his voice, it's hard to hold back tears. Then she hands me the phone. "This is Mr. Stumacher. Do you remember me?" There's a long pause, and when he speaks, he's professional as ever, but there is a lightness to his voice. "I will never forget you," he says. That lightness passes through the phone to me, and for just a moment, I breathe easier. As we begin another school year in this endless pandemic, I know many of the kids and families I've worked with are struggling. They will carry trauma for years to come. I can only imagine the weight healthcare workers like Hal will bear. We make it through with the grace of these moments of connection. Now, at the very least, I know that my uncle is in good hands. I hold on to this thought and the echo of my student's voice with all my might.
Adam Stumacher is a writer and educator. You can read his essay and many more at WBUR.org.